Hi, we're Bang Sugar Bang, and you're listening to Standing Room Only on KillRadio.org.
If I could be anything, I'd be a machine gun, cause every time I see you, I'm sorry I don't own one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I could be anything, you know I'd be a landmine. The next time you step on me, it'll really be the last time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
KillRadio.org. We're here with Bang Sugar Bang. How you doing?
How you Woo-hoo! Doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. We've got some warm beer in the house, so that's
nice.
Good. We're doing pretty well. What was that song we just listened to?
That was the Machine Gun song.
Is there anything you want to tell us about that?
I have a fascination with little army men and soldiers, and that's kind of where it comes from, and that's what the new video is going to actually be about, too.
I know a place where you can go to get help with that, so
awesome.
We can help you out. You know. excellent. Yes, and that was that's going to be your single, or that
was
the
single?
The last record. Yeah, what was the last record?
Last record was Thwack Thwack Go Crazy.
Nice, and when did that come out?
When did it come out? It came out twice.
No, it came out
so
December
good they booked
of 2005.
It twice.
Can you believe it? It was a long time ago.
SOS
wow.
put it out December. We self-released it like 6 months before that.
How long have you been a band?
A long time.
Too long. No,
no, probably 5 years.
Yeah,
or
5 years.
Something like that.
And you both are the original members, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Never thought we'd end up saying
we're
that.
We're the only original member.
And other members just keep disappearing. No one ever hears from them. They
just can't really dust for vomit.
Well, we make our drummers disappear when they mess around too much.
Yeah.
Disappear you.
It's weird. People see you have an argument with them on stage, and then they're just never heard from again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I disappear you.
I'm just restating the rumors. So I don't want to start anything.
It was
here.
Less than a year ago we lost our founding drummer. We were an original band.
Your founding drummer.
Yeah, for a long time.
He came across the ocean to create a new drum religion.
We picked him up on Ellis Island, and you changed his name and got accent lessons for him. And it's like, I'm a polyfilter.
Nice. I'm not sure where that accent was from, but I like it. That's great.
It's from a little-known country. It's Outer Liechtenstein.
Isle of Liechtenstein, actually,
not the
is what people call it.
Right.
Right, yeah. There's no water around it. It's just kind of...
Yeah.
Right.
The Isle of Liechtenstein is actually this street corner. It's on the corner of Berchtesgaden Street and I think it's Stella Brewery Avenue. I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to ask you one more question here, and then we're going to play another one of your songs. What song should we play next? Oh, you want to cue up the iPod. I understand
Miss Technology needs to plug something
in. She heard the Randys took over the studio, and so
yes,
she's going to...
we were listening.
She's going to...
Yeah. Yeah.
I do everything the Randys do.
Oh.
I really just want to be a Randy, but I'm stuck in Bang Sugar Bang instead.
It's probably more fun being the Randy.
Yeah, two bass players. Come on, guys.
Big bottom.
Bang Sugar Bang is great, though. I saw you guys play at Safari Sam's was the first place I saw you play, yes.
Yeah, that was with Kill Lola and Wake Up Incinerate.
That night?
That was
a good night.
Yeah,
that was a good night. Yeah. Actually, that was a great night.
Yeah.
All around.
I'm trying to think if I was drinking a lot that night. I can't remember. But I can't remember, so I probably was.
Yeah. It's weird how much you remember when you're not drinking. I hate it.
It's true. She's no Drinko de Cinco right now.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to make it till Cinco, though.
She's in a dry period.
Is that for a particular reason? Or?
Yeah, she just got off tour and was a drunk.
See, normally a radio host would not delve into this, but I don't care. I don't pull, I pull all the punches, so we want to hear the smack.
I had a contest every night, and we each drank a bottle of alcohol every night for about a week. So
I guess I know who survived.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I'm known
who
as
made
not
it.
Puking.
I'm kind of renowned as the heavy drinker. I'm actually the famous drunk of the band, and I was actually playing dad on this tour. I really was.
Wow.
There were nights where I'm like, come on, guys, we got stuff to do in the morning. And I was really embarrassed. I'm like, God, I can't believe I said that.
It's the sunshine.
Okay, so let me ask you one more question, though. How did you come up with the name Bang Sugar Bang? Where did that come from?
That'd be cool.
Well, we were trying to think of band names, and all of our ideas really sucked. And so one night I was sitting there slightly inebriated, thinking of my favorite band names ever, and two of my favorite band names are Cop Shoot Cop and Love Spit Love.
Right.
And then it just popped into my head. I'm like, Bang Sugar Bang, and everyone seemed to like it. In fact, our friends were like, if you don't take that name, we're stealing it. So I was like, it's ours.
Yeah, Mike Schneid.
I think it's great.
Mike Schneid from Pussy Cow actually wrote a song called Bang Sugar Bang like 2 days after we named the band that, because not a lot of people even remember this, but our original name, I think, did we even play our first gig under it?
No.
Okay. Our original name, sadly enough, was Leather David and the Angry Housewives.
Really?
Yeah.
And that didn't stick. It didn't fit on the T-shirt.
Bang.
Yeah.
Somebody walked up to me and said, David, one night at a bar, and I went, oh, no, this has got to go.
At least you didn't say Angry Housewives.
Yeah, right. I left my rolling pin at home then.
Sunshine, is there anything we should know about this song before we play it?
This is probably going to be the single off of our record that's coming out sometime, hopefully this year.
Good.
In the near future.
In the near future, that we did with Steve Albini, and the record's name is Victory Gin, and this song is about... our friend, he tossed somebody's salad, and when he was done, he's like, that girl tasted like sunshine, so I wrote this song about it.
Chris Cooley, wherever you are.
See, I knew I had to get you guys on the show.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to work out. All right, Sunshine from Bang Sugar Bang on Standing Room Only.
Thank you.
Bang Sugar Bang right here on Standing Room Only. Hello.
Hello.
So have you ever had any really weird things happen when you were at a show or on tour? Like, what's the weirdest thing?
I mean,
you have a huge list, right?
Yeah, our last tour actually became known as Disaster Tour. So, I mean, what, the skunk?
Oh, yeah.
And that name is trademarked, so don't try to use that name.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, it got known as that because, like, anything. I mean, we gave up our apartments and went on the road. We were going to permatour, basically, and, like, anything you could shake a stick at. Just, I mean, throw a rock at an idea, and it happened to us. It was, like, from, I mean, I guess the skunk was one of the more.
From skunks to actually people throwing rocks at you.
Yeah, that. Well, yeah, we.
One of my favorite stories is we were in Madison, Wisconsin, and we had just played a show at the Student Union, and we had pulled over to wait for our friends because we were going to follow them home.
At the tuxedo.
And we're in the car, and there was two guys that came running out of this house. There was obviously, like, some sort of party happening.
I was wasted.
And one guy was in a powder blue tuxedo with a top hat.
That theme keeps coming up, though. Well, and I was wasted.
Well, lots of songs about alcohol. It's kind of our band's MO.
Oh, yeah. Good. But I can respect that.
We're definitely the beer band, no doubt about it.
But so one guy comes running out of the house in a powder blue tuxedo with a top hat, and then another guy comes running out in a powder pink tuxedo with a top hat.
Like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, and they're obviously they're having an altercation, and then you tell the story better because you were actually more seen.
Yeah, I was
like fighting.
I was pretty faded, and we had some beer in the van, and I just wanted to get away from everything and wait for these guys. And hello,
hi,
we got a phone call.
What's your name? Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Would you like to be on the air? You do want to be on the air?
All right. Not going to win anything.
Yeah, you're on the air now. Did you want to be on the air? Hello? Hello?
What's the matter, lad?
I couldn't tell if he was saying he wanted to be on the air.
Gremlin got your tongue?
All right. This is a very strange phone night.
We're the hang-ups.
That's twice. Two hang-ups.
You're too afraid to talk.
Well, that's okay. We need to hear the end of your story anyway.
Look at you calling back. He's mad. Anyway, I'm going to continue with this story while you answer the phone. But I was basically had a beer and a smoke, and I was out in the street, and these two guys started this fight, and they were fighting in the street in these tuxedos, and pretty soon, one guy ran in, like blue tuxedo ran back in, came out and threw a bunch of clothes at him. And they kept shouting at each other. Then he ran back in, and then he came back out with a twin bed mattress and threw it at him. And then ran back in, and powder blue tuxedo came out next with a toilet tank and threw it at the guy, and it shattered all over the place.
That's nice.
When I got in the van with everybody else and said,
nice.
We got to get out of here right
that is
now.
Nice.
We're outie. Yeah, it was just the weirdest thing. I just couldn't believe it. I was watching because it was surreal. It was
because
really
you knew the bidet was coming next. You didn't want to see that shit.
I didn't want to see anything bigger hurled at, you know, powder pink tuxedo guy. I mean,
you know that this is internet radio, right? You can curse and say bad things. However, I was going to ask you, I'd appreciate it if you didn't. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm so fucking sorry.
We have a caller on the phone. Let's see if we can bring him up here.
Hi, caller. Are you there?
Hi, everybody. This is compelling radio, I must tell you, first and foremost.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We try to compel, if not dispel.
I want to get out and do something right now.
You want to do what now?
I just want to go out and do something. I don't know what it is, but I'm calling you to let you know.
That's awesome.
That is great. You know, I'll bet Bang Sugar Bang can come up with a suggestion for something.
Go bowling.
Go and drink some beer.
Swing a cat around.
Yeah.
Go bowling.
Yes, I'm a Christian. I'm sorry, I don't drink anymore.
Oh, good. Okay. Well,
he will swing a cat, apparently.
I'm not drinking either, so.
Request. I would like to hear some of the New Day Pesh Mode album, if you can play anything off that. Sugar here, we're going to get our rocks off.
Yeah, well, listen towards the end of the show, and that's probably not going to happen, but you should keep listening.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Daly. You all keep doing what you do best.
Thank you. Thanks
for
taking
care.
Thanks.
God bless.
Interesting.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh,
you
my.
Takei on me. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yes. George Takei.
Howard
Stewart. Oh, we have another caller.
Woo-hoo.
Maybe it's the same caller. Let's see.
Standing room only. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Chisholm Worthington.
No, no. Hi, Chis.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Just kidding.
We're great. Do you have something you'd like to say to Bang Sugar Bang?
Yeah, tell them I love them, especially They're a keyboard player.
Good.
Hey, Chisholm, I hear you've got a new watch that can cut through steel, and it's digital.
Actually, I'm gonna give a worldwide exclusive here. I'm actually pregnant with Chisholm's baby.
Oh my god!
Well, that's interesting because Chisholm is pregnant with my baby. So what the hell is going on here?
Just kidding.
Oh my gosh! I'm so excited. No, I'm just kidding.
For anybody out there, go to MySpace. I think it's /Chisholm Worthington. He's got a brand new James Bond theme up there, and it's the funniest thing I've ever heard, I gotta say.
Chisholm is awesome, too. I met him on a few occasions.
Just kidding.
Godspeed to you all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a nice Christmas.
Keep the phone calls coming.
How are things in the Chisholm cave right now? Not a lot of people know he's kind of a superhero, and he's got a cave underneath his apartment in Long Beach.
Well, his superpower is that he never leaves the cave.
Yeah.
That's true. And he's got a watch. It cuts through steel, and it's digital. No, just kidding.
I got to go now. My mom's calling me.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Oh, the Chiz, man. The Chiz is the shit.
That's hilarious.
Oh, he just kills me, man.
He should get his own show.
Yeah. He really should. The Chisholm show.
You just call it What the Hell. What the hell?
Just kidding.
Yeah, don't steal that. That's going to be my show.
Yeah, right.
Chisholm Worthington.
You evil Chisholm Worthington.
What were we talking about? Some guy was throwing a piano at you?
God knows, man. It's not as good as the skunk story, anyway.
Monkeys started flying. He had a monkey catapult.
Yeah.
Isn't
that the end of the story?
I have a good weird tour story.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's no monkeys involved.
Oh, we don't have time. I'm
winged
sorry.
Winged monkeys. They're winged monkeys.
Go ahead.
They cut bologna and make sandwiches.
There's a band we always play with in Albuquerque. And
bologna, the 98-cent meat. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, except no substitute.
I'm just going to let Beavis and Butthead over here do their thing. Anyway, I got whipped by a gay cowboy in Albuquerque last year.
That's true, with a buggy whip. With a buggy whip.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a song here, and when we're off the air, I'll tell you about how I went to the Folsom Street Fair and got whipped by all kinds of stuff.
Oh, San Francisco. Awesome.
Shit, awesome.
What are we going to play? I'm just kidding. I'm not telling you that story.
I'm just kidding.
We have our country song.
No, just kidding.
That's actually the wrong song.
Well, yeah, hit play on that one.
There's a man on a horse and
more after this.
He's an angel and his name is Dell. And he's collecting souls for someone that he don't know. Right on, cowboy, right on. Spurs, and with the laws on his side and a club that he does ride.
That's scary. We both had the old doggy thing going on. I don't know what to think about that.
That's because I bet you we both watched the Beverly Hillbillies today, didn't we?
No.
Okay. I was wrong on both points.
I'm the only one who watched the Beverly Hillbillies. You so did not.
You're right.
Oh, you're gonna do some. You're gonna do some mouth instrumentation for us. Nobody be afraid. Boy, I wish you could see the visual on that. Too bad this is radio.
Woo. No, that last song we were just talking about, how the fact that Steve Albini's a rather, we did this album with Steve Albini, and he's a rather dry fella, and I spent a week trying to make him laugh, and the only time I did actually make him laugh was when I did that cheek solo in that country song where I decided to do a track where it went kind of like this. And that made him laugh.
So the rest of the hour is going to be you doing that, so go ahead.
He'll just do it in the background while we talk.
Well, let's, anybody know any Frankie Valli? Hum along with me. Big girl. Okay. Bad idea.
It doesn't work when you sing and do the cheek instrument.
I noticed that, man. It starts to sound like Steve Zissou.
Wow. So people tell you your cheek is an instrument. That's interesting. All right. We can roll with that. Have you ever had any... Yeah, that's actually, it looks like a refrigerator. It's actually a beer warmer. So I hope you weren't counting on stuff getting cold in there. Also,
nice toasty Corona.
Every time you put a beer bottle in there, you displace a mouse. So be kind of careful how you do that.
Sorry about that, Muddy.
It's all right, mate.
It's all right.
It's all right, mate.
That'll do.
Apparently they're almost Cockney mouses, but not quite.
Yeah, not quite the...
Not quite Cockney.
What was the book about the Cockney mouses?
The Cockney Mouse.
Could have, you know, that's extremely possible.
What was it called? I knew I had a question before I started this beer.
I often do that.
It was, what's the best place you've ever played at? Or your favorite place you've ever played?
Those are different.
Okay, all right. Give them both to us. Give them both to us.
To me, Trocadero in Philadelphia, opening for the Addicts, was the best place we ever played.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kick-ass room, and it was fun that day. And also, there was a chick flipping Cooper off in the very front center, and the guy on the monitor board was behind me in the wings of the stage, and he shot, like, beer top style, a water bottle top, and hit her right in the nose. And I was, like, so impressed. I was like, that's such... I turned around. I was singing. I turned right around and looked at him. I was like, nice shooting, sister. I was like, that's great.
We at Kill Radio do condone that type of behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a classic shenanigan.
What was your favorite place?
Oh, favorite place? Oh, man. That's a really hard
one. Besides Kill Radio, what was your second favorite place?
I miss the garage.
Yeah, and Zen Sushi back in the day was pretty awesome.
I know they're dumps and toilets, but it was just it's pretty damn cool. I mean,
before it was a little temple. Yeah, the garage was pretty amazing.
Well, we played the very last night of the garage.
Yeah, I think
Kiss or Kill. The last night of the garage was a Kiss or Kill. We played, and I've got a couple of signs from it. Our old drummer Paulie's got one of the Cadillac hubcaps that was over the bar, and Cooper's got one of the little lamp, those stained glass lamp things from the back room.
Mm-hmm.
And I have $1,500 from the register, so we all got a little something.
Awesome. I wanted the gas pump is what I wanted.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the flip side of that question. What is the worst place you've
ever
played?
I have that one right now. Okay. The basement of Kohl's downtown.
The third band you've been on the show. It was said Kohl's.
That was a fun show, but
it was the worst. We played. There wasn't even a microphone stand. It was a drum.
No, microphones are for quitters.
Yeah. No, it had a mic duct tape stand. To it, but it was like a cymbal boom stand.
And we were standing in a pool of water getting shocked.
One mic. I don't know, though. That crusty house in Milwaukee where I was getting electrocuted all night long, that kind
of
blew.
You have a lot of electricity problems.
Yeah.
You know what? I do. Oddly enough, I'm more than anybody I know. I have been blown across the room. At a place like Emo's in Austin, opening for the Addicts, I walked up to the mic and got blown clean to my knees, man. Everybody thought I was part of the act. Honestly, people kept touching me. I'm like, no, right. I'm arcing. Stop it.
People are like laughing at you. Oh, it's so funny.
like
there's blood coming out of his ears.
Like the old Richard Pryor joke. My, that's a pretty blue.
Right, yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
We should queue up another song here. Well, we should start playing some of your favorite stuff. What's some of your favorite stuff you want to play?
We brought tons of cool stuff.
Yeah, you've got a whole sack here of warm beer and CDs. And a snake. Why'd you bring a snake into the studio? I don't understand that.
We can do the first song on the CD. These are our
new Fidelity. This is who we were actually listening to the Randy show with, calling in like drunken idiots.
The new Fidelity.
I've heard good things about them from you tonight.
They're amazing. They're amazing. Yeah. One of my favorite bands. And also very, very hardworking and dedicated. I actually walked in on a vocal rehearsal last night, and it was all none but tambourines and acoustic guitars. It was really
I'm pregnant with all of their babies, too.
Really?
Yeah, I got a lot of babies
going on.
You're
going to have quintuplets?
Yeah.
She's going to have the monsters, people. Lily, 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 Lily. Can't catch me, I'm a bat.
I was always partial to the Addams Family, actually.
Yeah, Gomez rocks.
I mean, the Munsters were great because they were on like 24 hours a day for the last 30 years. But the Addams Family, if you could catch one of those. And the greatest thing about the Addams Family was every show was exactly the same. Every episode, pretty much.
Pretty much.
So you could like watch one and you'd be like, I think I've seen this. No, it's different. There's a...
I was just giving props mostly to the Munsters because Yvonne DiCarlo just passed away, and I just really wanted to give her a little
because
she was pretty damn hot in her day. You know, that white streak.
Oh, see, it was nice, and then you had to...
Yeah, make it sexual, I know.
That's what we do.
Everything was all nice and pretty and proper here.
Till I strapped her down and...
Yeah.
Had to go there.
Boy, that was a conversation killer.
No. That was a quip.
Well, there was the line.
I think it's a quip with three
people. There's no line here. We burned the line a long time ago.
So I can tell you about the gangbang I had with Chisholm and the New Fidelity.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Yeah. Well, I've seen the...
Long Beach.
I've seen the video on
YouTube.
YouTube, yeah. Right.
That's a good video.
LB, yeah. See you later.
That's right. Good times, good times.
Good times.
Yeah.
Now we're going Christopher Walken.
That's right. So you want to introduce the song?
Yeah, this song is called First Day, and it's by the fathers of my babies, the New Fidelity.
And we're playing it because you like it.
I like it.
Have it.
Ever since the first day I saw you was a doubt. Pain couldn't get no sleep. Ever since the first day I saw you was a doubt. Since I've known you, I've been in too deep. The days go by.
Ever since the first day.
thoughts anymore.
Yes, the webcam not working is a good reason to take it down. Standing room only, here with Bang Chicka Bang. I change the way I say it every time. I'm liking the way I'm saying it now. Bang Chicka Bang.
That's a, like Bang Chicka Bang Bang.
That's right. You're not careful.
Sounds porno to me.
You got to be careful.
Bang Chicka Bang.
That's kind of what your thing was, right?
Yeah, I thought you guys were like a porn rock band. I didn't realize.
Oh, we are.
You know.
I just told you about my gangbang.
Yeah, I know. I know. You gave us all the web links. I was really impressed with that.
YouTube.
That was good. Yeah.
Google it.
Get your new series out, LBC My Bottom. Like
Where can we see you play soon?
We're playing April 12th at the Knitting Factory with the Addicts.
Yay!
And DI. And DI, yeah. And then,
you like playing with the Addicts.
I love playing with the Addicts.
Me too.
They're terrific dudes, man. They've been like mentors to us for a while.
They're really cool. They took my cat. I'd like to have it back.
I'll tell
we'll
Pete.
Talk to him about it.
I'll tell Pete. Yeah.
Because it's like, they're cool guys, but it's kind of fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Well, all those monkey jokes earlier, and you know, monkey, it's like,
you probably pissed him off with the monkey jokes, actually.
Hello, it's my boss. But
monkeys are inherently funny. You just have to say monkey. That's it. It's just
everybody
monkey.
Everybody just starts breaking up in laughter.
Just monkey.
Actually, ripped of that tour we did with them, I had a really good monkey imitation going for a while. I could do him perfect. But I'm so British. I don't know. I guess I'd rather not be up right now. Rather be sleeping.
Okay.
He drinks tea, too.
Okay. Right. Where else are you playing?
And then
three shows with the Addicts.
Three shows with them.
Wow.
It's on our myspace.com/bangsugarbang.
The 12th, the 13th, we're doing the Vault in Long Beach.
Oh, that's what it is. And then the 15th,
Canes
in San Diego.
In San Diego.
Ah, I used to live down in San Diego. I grew up there.
Yes. That would explain your wry wit, mate.
It explains my accent,
You've got that San Diego brogue or whatever they call that shit.
Yes, the San Diego brogue.
Hello, I'm from San Diego. Fancy a pint?
Fancy a beach? Would you like some waves? That was so much funnier in my head before I said it. I can't believe it
happens to me, man. Always happens.
Any other places you want to bring up?
And then April 25th at Safari Sam's.
Yay! Oh,
imagine that.
April 26th at Alex's Bar in Long Beach.
Good old Alex.
Safari Sam's is such a great venue. If any of our listeners haven't been there, it's so cool. I love that place.
Everyone should go if you haven't been. It's amazing.
Sam himself, Marty, all those guys there are the shit.
And I'm not just saying that because my good friend Patrick is the booker there.
Oh,
I legitimately like the place.
It's a good place. Lund?
Yeah,
he's cool.
Yeah.
All those dudes, man.
They're all great. And the space is just amazing.
Yeah.
All right, we plugged it.
Every band sounds good, looks good. It's
big time. They
have food.
There's a lot of pains
all ages.
Taken. Yeah. I mean,
they kill the rats. It's good.
Yeah. Well, honestly,
they have funny monkeys.
They don't really, you know, they don't care how big or small you are. It doesn't matter. Any band that comes in there, those guys take great pains to make sure you sound and look good. It's very unique for for a venue.
Because they like good-sounding bands. They don't care if you're big or small.
They prefer good-sounding bands. But, I mean, they really want it to be an all-out thing for you. They're cool.
Definitely.
Love me some Sam, man.
Oh, we did a pretty good job of plugging that.
I can do it some more if you want. Yeah. Start talking about the balloons and no.
Were you there the night the sign caught on fire? That was pretty trippy.
No, we were. Yeah, no, I wasn't. I heard about it, but we were there the other night when somebody got shot at the 99-cent store.
And we over 99 cents.
I know.
You know, it's like well, the Q-tips aren't even that fucking
good. Someone's like, can you make change for a dollar?
Boom.
PK had no idea when they said kill the poor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we were there till 4:30 in the morning that night.
Yeah, the cops taped out the whole street.
Right. But with tape they bought from the 99-cent store.
Probably.
How
yeah.
many clubs would give half-price drinks to everybody and just let everybody hang out?
Yeah, Sam Safari got on stage. Yeah, they did. They discounted all their drinks because everybody was trapped there.
Wow.
And, yeah, just let everybody hang out.
It was actually a fun night.
And Sam got on the mic and it was just so surreal.
They decided the only thing better than a giant unruly mob was a giant drunk unruly
yeah.
mob.
Yeah, exactly.
Truly.
Exactly. I'll find a place for you guys to smoke. That's what he kept saying.
Yeah, smoking was a big concern.
It was.
Give the MySpace one more time.
It's myspace.com/bangsugarbang. And we also have a website, bangsugarbang.com.
So. Do you have an email?
We do. bangsugarbang@yahoo.com.
That's
yeah!
crazy.
Yahoo!
We're going to listen to another favorite song. What is this?
Is this Left of the Dial by The Replacements, my favorite band of all time.
Well, after this.
Mention of it.
I've created a genre right here on Kill Radio.
By the way, I happen to know that this man got PE credit in high school for tanning.
It's true. It's all true.
I had to.
It's true, yeah. In the small beach town that I grew up in, which we're not going to name, I don't know why. Because all my stalkers will find out. All my 100 stalkers will look me up. That's the question I was going to ask you earlier, actually, before I started drinking all this beer. Have you ever had any stalkers, either one of you? Or, like, weird fan experiences?
Oh, a few of those.
Well, yeah, weird fan experiences. No real stalkers, I don't think.
No.
So you don't know about them. All right, that's
cool. Yeah, we don't know about them.
Yeah, none that I know of.
I did have a guy on MySpace ask to be my friend who liked murdering girls with long brown hair, which I have, so I said no to him. But other than that, that's the creepiest thing that's happened lately.
how did you know he liked?
Because he said it on his MySpace page. He's like, I have a fascination with bounding, gagging, and murdering girls with long brown hair. And I was like, what kind of woman would be friends with you?
He sent you a message. He's like, hi.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
Oh, check this out.
For Jamba Juice?
How's it going?
This is actually really funny. When we were auditioning drummers, we're trying everything, and we get this one message back. Usually I would Google everyone who said that they were interested to make sure they weren't totally insane.
Uh-huh.
But this time I forgot, so I sent this guy a message back. Hey, learn these songs. We'll talk later, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized I didn't Google him, so I Googled his name, and up comes a Craigslist posting by him. It says, a satanic drummer looking for other satanic musicians to form death metal band. And then you click on that, and it said, I am not joking. I actually worship Satan. All hail the bringer of doom, 666.
Nice.
He could have drummed for us, too. She blew it.
He wanted to drum for us.
So you didn't reject him on religious principle. No. You reject him because it was so lame.
Yeah, exactly. I was just not into it.
Yeah, you're like, this guy.
I'd like to see his chat room handle, you know, horned god. 996.
The funniest part was he wrote back to me and said, I'm really interested in joining your band. You know, the band I'm in right now is just a little heavy. And I'm thinking, yeah, this is
a little heavy.
Yeah, something about that sacrificing goats gets heavy after a while.
They're just so dark.
Yeah.
So
in between
dark.
Games of Warcraft, I mean, I just can't take it.
And I'm into light power pop. And yeah. What was the genre that I invented like 5 minutes
pre-teen,
ago?
Preteen
snuff. No.
Preteen snuff.
That's different. That's my other friend. Okay.
I thought it was post-teen, preteen.
Yeah, let's not bring up the website. Right. It was post-teen, teen power pop.
Yes.
That was it.
Yeah. No, I'm not a snuff type person. That's a joke.
That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I have a friend. My best friend, he hates the term, you know, so what do you do? He hates that.
Uh-huh.
It just gets him crazy. So he's invented an automatic answer.
I got to meet that guy.
And his answer is, well, actually, I'm a crack dealer and the king of preteen snuff. I used to be they used to be separate, but when I put the business together, it really started to take off because once them, you know, 13-year-olds are hooked on crack, they'll do anything. And, I mean, you just watch people's faces fall. You know, so he's the king of preteen snuff.
Very nice, yeah. And I guess he could just keep talking until people walk away and see what happens.
That's kind of his thing anyway. Yeah. So
I used to have this joke that I would annoy people with when I was a kid. It was like it could go on for an hour. It just never
Jimmy
ended.
Loves the clowns?
It was a clown joke.
Okay.
It was fuck the clown joke. It was fuck you clown. Holy shit.
Jim Vick, my
are you fucking
knows.
Kidding
the
me?
The guy who's the king
you
of preteen
know this
stuff
joke.
Knows that same
holy
joke to kill a party.
Fucking
yes.
Shit. Yes.
Fuck you clown.
Fuck you clown. Yeah.
Yep.
Jimmy,
are you a
Jimmy,
donkey or an ass?
Jimmy and the circus and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Holy shit,
dude! It's
we used to tell that when we were kids. We would see how long we could get people going. I got someone going for like an hour and a half once.
Oh my god! They
Jim stretches out forever, and people are just like. And then when the thing comes, people throw cups at him and stuff.
Yeah, they get really upset.
You're like, wasted life is too short for that joke and shit like that. Yeah.
Well, don't spoil the ending. We can still tell it.
That's true.
Right here on the show.
That's right. You got time?
We've got time. We're almost out of time,
are
but we're going to go a few minutes later. We have another caller.
We got a phone call.
The caller.
Hopefully it's not Jim. What are you saying? I'm the king of preteen snow.
It's going to be a clown. He's going to be like, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, clown.
Standing room only. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Jim Vick. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for calling in. Hello, are you there?
Chisholm, you pussy.
Hello?
I think he went away. His mom probably was calling him again.
Yeah, his mom probably picked up the other line.
When the tater tots are done, Chisholm must run.
When the tater tots are done, the tater tots are done. That's how that saying goes.
Just kidding.
We need to clue up. We need to queue up another song, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Queue up.
You had a song you wanted to play.
Another Juno. All right. Gun Club.
Do you want to do this one? Or?
Up.
Well, we will do that.
It's Cooper's Hero, her favorite band of all time.
Well, not up there. Top five.
Top five?
Yeah. Howdy.
It's top five?
All right, and it looks like we're going to end on this song.
Yeah.
All right.
Since the other show is here.
Everybody say hello to my friend, the king of preteen snuff, Chisholm Worthington.
Lord, I love Chisholm.
Just kidding. No, just kidding.
Chiz?
I had Chiz on my show a couple
of times. Okay, that's enough. All right. You're done.
Have you heard his new James Bond song?
Hell yeah.
With extra ice.
I drink too much. I have a drinking problem.
What track are we doing here?
Number one, Sex Beat.
Excellent. And I'd like to thank you for being on the show. Anything
thank
you want
you.
To say before we go? Get shout out to anyone?
We are not the kings of preteen snuff.
And we like beer.
But you are the kings of rock and roll.
I'm the queen.
You're the queen of rock and roll. You are the queen of rock and roll.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Yeah, I wish you could see this iPod she brought in. It's got like...
It's very flowery.
Yeah, it's got
flowers. And there's like a little Eskimo pops up. And he like
mine's got Yodas on it and shit.
There's a funny monkey.
There's a funny monkey.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. It's been great.
Thanks for having us, man.
All right. And we're going to take us out with
Sex Beat by the Gun Club.
All right. Brand new show next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Later.
Johnny's got a lot of near size in. Shirley's got a lot of her lips. Jake's got a mucky shine on his head. And Debra Ann's got a tiger in her hips. They can twist and turn. They can move and burn. They can throw themselves against the wall. But they creep for what they need. And they explode to the car. And then they move. Move. Sex beat. Go. They're stupid like I told ya. Very stupid like you saw. Very stupid as the simple thought of ever thinking at all. And all the mind, all the soul, all the body, all we know. All the things that should have made us whole. All the colorless security was only so it could go. Tropical apartments bed, your sacrificial pool. My body in the water, and my heart is in your hand. So this is the way you choose to send me to the judgment land. So you can't move, move. Oh, sex beat, go. Get my soul, so you can move.